Memorial services for Terrell Wilson, the black man killed by Contra Costa County Sheriff Deputy Andrew Hall earlier this year, was held over the weekend. He had just turned 33 before Officer Hall shot Wilson point blank in the head. Wilson's mother, Diane, spoke at Saturday's memorial.
That's my only son. I don't want to cry anymore because it's like I've been crying for 3 months. But I want to celebrate his life because he was a good kid. You know, everybody has some type of mental illness or something going on, but that does not justify the way he was killed.
Wilson, who suffered from mental illness, was homeless at the time of the shooting. His family remembered him as a kind, giving man. His uncle, Eddie Edward, is alive today because of Wilson's generosity, giving the man one of his kidneys.
I got his kidney. I was going to dialysis 3 times a week, 4 days a week, 3 times a week for 4 hours. And it saved my life. It saved my life. It was a tragedy. It was a tragedy that would happen. But some good came out of it. He saved people's lives. And you will always live on through that.
The day of his death, Wilson was walking across a main thoroughfare in Danville when Officer Hall approached him in his vehicle, got out of the car and confronted Wilson as Wilson continued walking. Officer Hall was responding to calls that someone was throwing rocks onto the freeway. It's unclear why Hall pursued Wilson, but Wilson ignored Hall's commands and then pulled out a knife when Hall shot him point blank in the head, killing him. Hall had killed another man in 2018, Vladimir Arboleda, and has since been charged with that fatal shooting. Veronica Benjamin, an activist who lives in Danville, says it may be harder to charge Hall for fatally shooting Wilson.
There was a knife involved, and I do think, just to be kind of to be straight with you, I think that could really work against if the DA is having to do this calculation. Like we just saw, she declined to press charges for Miles Hall, and he had a gardening tool, and he was shot by multiple officers in the middle of a mental health crisis, and he's a light-skinned black person. So that was, I mean, given all the features of that case, to just be straight, I don't see the political will or the will to stick her neck out and actually press charges for Tyrell, as much as I would love to see that. And I guess part of what we're trying to do is get that community support and get it loud in the community so that at least as these politicians are kind of doing those calculations, they think, oh, there are people who want to see this happen.
But for community activists who have seen too many police killings in recent years, change is needed in policing in Contra Costa County. Gigi Crowder with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, says Wilson's killing could have been avoided if authorities had alternatives to policing, especially when dealing with the mentally ill.
We are reminding the county every chance we get that no one else should have been killed after Miles Hall, whose mom is here, after her son was killed, then we should have just stopped it with the police responding to medical emergencies. And in the case of Tyrell, he was just minding his own business. So trust and believe. Because of that, police are more cautious now. Tyrell's name will continue, and we're going to have a program named after him in Danville. We're going to have a street named after him in Danville because this will not be in vain.
Officer Hall remains on the force on desk duty. He was also investigated in 2014 for beating an inmate in Contra Costa County Jail. The inmate claimed Hall repeatedly punched him and rammed his face into a door, resulting in a fractured eye socket and stitches in his lip. The investigation by the sheriff's office exonerated Hall in that incident.